Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Good Friday, everyone. I hope that you are having a good day today. I am excited about today's show. Today, we will interview Haley Dorsett, Mrs. Knox County. She is vying for the title of Mrs. Indiana America. We will begin shortly. Hello?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you having a good Friday so far?
I am so far. I only had to work half of the day today, and then we went to go visit with one of my husband's old friends from the military. So it's been a really good afternoon.
That's good. So let's get started. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, I am Haley Dorsett, and I'm currently Mrs. Knox County, Indiana. I am running for Mrs. Indiana America on April 20th and 21st. The actual pageant day is the 21st. I have two beautiful kids. They're spunky, vivacious. Averly is 6. Marcus just turned 3 a couple weeks ago, and we also have a service dog. A PTSD service dog for my husband. Her name is Lyric, and my husband is Skylar Dorsett. I currently work at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, which is a maximum security prison. And at the prison, I do behavioral health services with who are preparing to be released in order to be reintegrated back into society.
Well, now, tell us a little bit about the pageant system that you represent.
Okay, I will be competing in the Mrs. America organization, and it is the leading pageantry system for married women in the United States. In the Mrs. America organization, it encompasses all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. If I were to win Mrs. Indiana on April 21st, I will go on to compete in Las Vegas at the Mrs. America pageant in, I believe, August, and like I said, in Las Vegas. And then if I were to win that, I would go on to compete at Mrs. World and wherever that destination may be. I know last year it was in South Africa, so that would be wonderful to be able to visit there. The competition consists of 50% interview, 25% evening gown, and 25% in swimwear for scoring.
I know you are excited about that because that's coming up rather quickly.
Yes, it is.
So tell us, what are you doing to prepare for that competition?
I've been doing as many volunteer opportunities and as many appearances as possible. And one thing that's great about the Mrs. America organization is that I'm able to take my family with me on those journeys. So we've been able to spend a lot of time together going all across the state of Indiana and Illinois. We've even crossed over into Kentucky, and we have some other ones planned as well for after the pageant, even if I go on as Mrs. Indiana, or even if I'm doing the appearances still as Mrs. Knox County. I've got a couple lined up. I have a planner that keeps me all organized for all of the appearances I've made. So far, I've made over 80 appearances as Mrs. Knox County, Indiana, and I love being able to give back in any which way possible. So on top of that, and preparing with interview questions and my walk and getting my wardrobe down pat, volunteering has been the biggest chunk.
Yes, it sounds like you're very busy.
Yes, I am very busy, but it's all worth it, so worth it.
Now, tell us about your platform.
Okay, my platform is more than just an Army wife, and I think that it's very important to, you know, bring that to light because as an Army wife, a lot of the times, you know, you are at the mercy of the United States Army, and you go where they tell your husband to go, you do what they tell you to do, but I think it's very important for people to realize that there are more aspects to a military wife as opposed to just doing what the military says. So with more than just an Army wife, I focus on strengthening marriages, strengthening families, and then also strengthening physical and mental health. And I like to explain different ways how all women can go about doing so, whether they're an Army wife or not.
Now, what are your future plans for your platform to sort of like get your word out there about your platform?
I use social media a lot in order to get the things that I'm doing out. That way people realize that I'm giving back for the right reasons and it's not just to promote my name. Yes, it's great having that title tied to it because I have so many more opportunities with that. But at the same time, I feel like it's really important for people to realize that I'm doing it for the well-being of military members, veterans, and their families as well. So being able to be a support system for all military members, all spouses, all children, that's very important. And with my job, I actually, before I worked at the prison, I was a contract worker with DCS. So I worked with children and families on reunification and building their family structure. So going and being able to continue that with a platform and doing it more in the community is really great, being able to tie my love of pageantry and my love of helping people together. It's a great way to bring both worlds into one. So with my title as Mrs. Knox County and hopefully Mrs. Indiana, I will continue to do that and make as many of appearances as possible and just show people that you can give back and lead by example. So that's my plan, is to lead by example, do as many things as possible for the military. I love working with an organization called Dogs Helping Heroes, and they're actually the one who my husband got his PTSD service dog from. And so we do a lot with them and trying to bring to light the severity of, you know, the scars that military members come back with that aren't always visible. So bringing that to light, also working with the American Legion, the VFW, things of that nature. I also work with the United Way. So really anything that I can do in the community, especially if it's geared towards military members and families, I jump on any opportunity possible with that.
Well, that sounds good. I love the fact that you are dedicated to your platform and you're actually out there in your community making a difference. And I just commend any woman for doing that. And I know it's hard because I know you're a wife, you're a mom, and, you know, you're a title holder. How do you find the time to get all that done?
Like I said earlier, I mean, I schedule everything down. Something as minuscule as writing down, you know, what interviews I have, what appearances I'm making, different functions that I'm going to, working. I also teach a cardio kickboxing class twice a week at American Karate Do Kickboxing in Vincennes. And it is actually owned and operated by an Army veteran as well. So, you know, tying that in as well, just making sure I have time for everything and taking my family with me, spending as much time as possible with them, getting them as involved as possible as well. You know, just keeping everything structured, keeping it all organized, but making sure I'm doing as much as possible in order for people to realize that I'm doing things for the right reasons and with good intentions.
And let's talk a little bit more about pageantry. So what do you love the most about pageantry?
You know, pageantry, sometimes it gets a bad rap because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, it's just women getting up there or even younger girls getting up there, getting in the gown, being over-glamorized. But a lot of people don't see what all goes into it behind the scenes. And, you know, as a person that hasn't necessarily, I'm not your typical pageant girl. So I've only done a couple pageants. It's been 11 years, but there is a lot that goes into pageantry and being in a pageant. So my favorite thing about being a woman in pageantry is, you know, being able to show people that anything is possible, that you can put your mind to it. And, you know, with a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work, you can do anything you set your mind to. So just letting people know that you can be resilient, you can give back, and the utmost importance is having the confidence to get up there and do it. So definitely a self-esteem booster. I think that those are the greatest things about it.
Now, if you could change one thing about pageantry, what would it be?
Oh, there, I mean, the pageantry is great, and I don't have many negative things to say about it, but if there were one thing that I could change, it would be that, you know, a lot of people think that you need to have all of this experience to get up and be in a pageant and do the things that you love to do. Like I said, I mean, I haven't done a pageant in 11 years. If you had to have certain requirements or particular experience, I wouldn't even be able to compete in this system. So, you know, if people were more aware of the fact that you can just go out and do it and you don't have to be a pageant veteran in order to be comfortable and confident in your skin and be the best version of yourself and the best representation of yourself, your family, and your community, then I think that it would be a lot more widespread. Women would be more interested in it if they didn't think that it had to be something that you had to be doing as a lifelong journey. It is something that if you're confident enough, you can just get out there and do if you're dedicated enough to put the work in.
So is this your first pageant as a Mrs. contestant?
It is. It is my first year competing. I actually last year had registered to compete in Mrs. Indiana, but unfortunately a week before we had some issues in our family, and those at the time were just more important. You know, my family always comes first, and at that time it just wasn't the right journey for us to take. So I think that that's one reason why I am coming back this year with a vengeance, and I'm so driven to succeed because it's something I've been wanting to do, and I feel like I'm completing something. I'm finishing something that I started. So actually competing-wise, yes, this is my first year competing in a Mrs. pageant.
Now, I have seen through social media, I've seen your presence a lot, which is good, you know, and I really commend you for that because you're out there, you're making yourself noticeable, and I really think that is amazing. I think when anyone
Thank
is competing
you.
In a pageant, they need to, you know, make themselves, they need to put themselves out there. Never be afraid to put yourself out there and let people know what you are passionate about, and I really like that about you. Now, let me ask
you
this question. So what made you, what drew you to the Mrs. America system?
I just had started doing some research, you know, I just got that itch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it had been quite a while since I had competed. And at the time I was lacking in self-confidence. You know, I wasn't feeling as comfortable in my own. I struggled with that over the years. And in that time, I just felt like I needed something to make me feel good about myself. So I started researching across. The woman who is coaching me now, she's absolutely amazing. She was Mrs. Illinois America a couple years ago. And, you know, we just got to talking, and she started telling me all of these wonderful things about the Mrs. America organization and the system and what it stands for. And I think that, you know, in that time, it was a sign for me that, you know, that was the system that I was meant to compete in. That's the one that I was meant to come back out of my quote-unquote pageant retirement to do. So that was the first one that I saw. And like I said, everything they stand for, and with as important as it is for a married woman and to integrate their family into everything they do, that's what Mrs. America is all about. So that's absolutely the primary reason, is because, you know, they are all about family and all about marriages.
Now, did I hear you say, I don't know if it's my connection or your phone connection, I don't know which one it is, but did I hear you say something about your pageant coach was Mrs. Illinois? They sort of cut out
yes.
around that time.
Yes, yes. She was Mrs. Illinois a couple years ago, and I had actually, through one of the pageant resale sites on Facebook, believe it or not, she was selling something on there, and we just got to chatting about, you know, what I was looking for and if there was anything in particular. And we just got to talking because I told her, you know, I want to get back into pageants. I'm just not sure which way I want to go. I've researched a couple organizations. And she said, you know, this is the one you need to go to. This is the program. So that's what started it all for me.
Now, what piece of advice would you give to someone who is just starting to compete in Mrs. Pageant?
I would tell them, you know, the most important thing in competing in a pageant is being confident and being true to who you are, your actual self. Don't go out and try to change who you are to try to fit the mold that you think the judges are looking for or what people want to see. Because if you're not in your own skin and you're not in your element when you go in to compete and you're trying to be something you're not, it's going to be a lot harder for you to, you know, go out and do your best because you're not competing as yourself. So just be completely 100% original, have fun while you're doing it, and make memories because the experiences are what you're going to hold on to.
Now, what has been your, I guess, hardest part when it comes to preparing for the pageant? Because we only have like a few weeks until your pageant. So what has been the hardest part so far?
Oh, man. You know, there are a lot of aspects to pageantry that are complicated. And there are, you know, if it comes down to a wardrobe or having to change something last minute or, you know, doing interview prep, pageant questions, and you don't think that you're answering something the way that it should be answered. You know, just making sure that, you know, you feel confident in every element that you're bringing to the table. I think that that has been the hardest part because I like shopping. I love dresses. I love shoes. So I'm always thinking, oh, well, maybe I could put this shoe with this. It might look better. Or maybe I could change my accessory. Or is this the right gown? So I think that's been my hardest part is being consistent and sticking with what I'm going to wear for the most part and being confident in how I'm answering things. Because when I answer questions, I answer them from the heart. I answer them how I would answer them just in a normal conversation. But in doing so, I'm always afraid that I'm not doing what might be expected. So, again, just feeling confident in what I'm saying and what I'm bringing to the table and knowing that that's good enough, that's been a struggle for me. But I've definitely gotten better with that because I'm, like I said, I'm definitely confident in, you know, the message I'm trying to portray and who I am. And I just hope that the judges see that as well.
Well, I think we sort of already touched on this a little bit, but I know that in pageantry, even if, you know, there's only one winner, even, you know, when we don't win,
right,
we always gain something from the pageant. What do you, you know, what do you hope to gain from this pageantry experience? If you win or if you don't win, what do you hope to gain?
Above all, whether I win or I don't, you know, I just am thankful for the experience. You know, being able to get out there and do things in my community and make lasting relationships with people in my community and with the other contestants. I mean, this year there's such a great group of women that are competing for Mrs. Indiana America, and I think that, you know, any person on any given day could be the title holder, just because every woman is different and every woman does something great in a different way that someone might not. So above all would be just the experiences I'm gaining and the connections and friendships that I've made.
Well, I think that's amazing because, like I said, we always take something away from the pageant, even if it's not the crown. You know, and if it is the crown, we take that plus, you know, the experiences that we have made, whether it's, you know, a new friendship or something that you've learned about yourself. We always, you know, learn something about ourselves, you know, after we compete in a pageant. How can someone, if someone wanted to learn more about your platform, how can they learn about your platform or learn more about you?
I have social media. So I have a page specifically for my pageant journey, and it is Mrs. Knox County, Indiana 2018 on Facebook. And then I also have my personal profile, which is Haley Jordan Dorsett. And I post everything that I do on there, pageant related, just because I have a lot of people that, you know, like to follow what I'm doing and like to see the things that I'm doing. We aren't living in the town or even the state that we grew up in, so a lot of our family members are hours away. also in order for my family and friends back home to be able to see what I'm doing and to see the changes I'm making, I post everything on Facebook. So that would be the best way for people to contact me. And feel free to message me if you have any advice, any questions, anything. You know, if you have something that you would love for me to come to and volunteer at, I'm always open for new experiences and memories to be made.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that my listeners have enjoyed our conversation and they have enjoyed learning more about you. And I have enjoyed talking with you. And I hope, I wish you the best at Mrs. Indiana. Just from looking at
your
Facebook page and everything, I just can tell that you're going to be a very strong competitor. And I cannot wait to see it. Now, another question. Will it be live streamed or anything?
I believe so. I think that there was a live stream last year. I haven't heard particularly for this year, but I do know that I told my younger sister she's coming, and I have, again, quite a few friends that aren't going to be able to make it to the pageant itself, so she will probably be streaming it live, if nothing else, to my pageant page. So if it's not on the Mrs. Indiana America page, it will definitely be on my Mrs. Knox County Indiana page.
Well, great, because I will definitely be watching it. I will be watching.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Well, thank you again. If you ever want to come on the show again, just send me a message, and we'll be glad to have you on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, and stay fabulous.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.